This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This morning we're going to bring you the voices of two soldiers who have returned from deployments in Iraq. The first is Army Specialist Christian MacArthur. He's 23 years old. He'd been married only months to his wife Mary when he left for a tour in Iraq. A year later, they had to adjust to being together again.
I told myself, I said, you know what, I could fly all the way home. And they could turn this plane around and tell me, you stand for another 6-8 months. So I didn't believe I was home, man, till I seen my wife.
I ran up on him from behind, and I had my little cute outfit. It was turquoise, and it had gold rhinestones in it, and it was a halter. I was looking cute. I was looking better than any wife there.
I was like, man, I've been on this plane 3 days, and I ain't took a shower. And I need somebody to give me some gum and some Tic Tacs while I see my wife.
I would say it's been very, very weird. In the beginning, I mean, he was always up trying to do stuff. I'm just like, baby, sit down, like, watch TV. Didn't know how to work the TV.
I have to learn that, well, this isn't one of my soldiers. This isn't somebody I could just tell what to do around the house all the time. So when I'm by myself alone, whatever, sometimes I think about, you know, the times me and my guys, we're all together, you know, playing video games. I mean, you miss those days because now that you're back here, everyone is kind of like gone their separate way to find back who they are again. You're still trying to get back into civilization again.
That's Army Specialist Christian MacArthur and his wife, Mary. They live in Oahu, Hawaii. 24-year-old Kevin Walters has been back from Iraq for a year now. He has completed his active duty service, and now he's a college sophomore studying political science in Indianapolis.
It was pretty rough coming back and starting college. I showed up a few days late for registration, and I had to pull my I just got out of the Army card. Can you, you know, give me a break here? But once again, it just brings up, when do I want to pull this Army card out? When do I want to lay low about the whole being back from the Army issue? I gave myself a year to keep my medals and awards hanging up on the wall and to keep all the various Army t-shirts I've collected over the last 3 years in my drawers and keep wearing them. The time for that's about up now. You got to put those things away, mentally and physically, I think. A good friend of mine's dad is a sergeant major. He spent 25 years, and he still runs every morning and goes around the house and makes sure everything is dressed right, just like he was still in. That attitude never leaves him. That transition from always knowing you'll have three hots in a cot and there'll always be someone right there to tell you what the hell to do if you're not so sure yourself, to being a functioning young adult. It's time for school and go-getting, not for old stories and remembering.
That's Army Specialist Kevin Walters, who lives in Indianapolis. These voices of soldiers returning home from war were produced by Youth Radio, which is a student radio training organization based in Berkeley, California.